Hi, everyone. Yes, my name is Jeff Mendoza. I'll introduce myself a little bit. I work at Microsoft on open source compliance tooling, the kind of things that make sure that all of our open source, we are legally compliant and security compliant. Also, part of my day job is to work on clearly defined project, and that's what I'm here to talk to you about today. And so I'm going to cover discovering your dependency license information and how clearly defined might be able to help you out with compliance. So first of all, what is open source? What is the license? Of course, the license is what makes open source open source. If you can see the code, but you can't modify it, you can't play with it, you can't redistribute it, it's not open source. And therefore, if we all really appreciate the freedoms that the licenses give us, we should also appreciate and show our appreciation by obliging to the requirements that licenses require. Some examples of requirements that licenses have are attribution, which means just say this is, I got this open source from so-and-so, retaining the copyright statement of the open source that you're reusing, potentially giving an offer for the source if you're distributing the binaries, and then maybe making, if you're making changes to the software, maintaining a change log or marking the changes that you made. And depending on the obligations of the licenses, the particular license that your dependencies have, you may make choices on which dependencies you decide to take on in your project. And it may be choices that affect you. It may be choices that affect users of your code, your library, your tools. And then you'll have to make compliance actions based on those licenses and those dependencies that you choose. So two steps to figuring out what you're going to do. First is knowing your dependencies, which is sometimes, depending on the language, a challenge. And then knowing the license of your dependencies. And this is where clearly defined will help you out. But I'll dive into that a little bit later. First, I want to cover, you may have a question, do licenses affect me? Let's say you're a library crate producer. You just have a library, a tool, some useful methods. You put it up on crates.io. You don't do anything other than that. Well, you're not actually distributing your dependencies. You're not even using them locally. But the dependencies that you choose have an effect on the people that consume your crate. So let's say you want everybody to use your crate, but you have a dependency on something that maybe people don't want to use. So that might be a reason why you want to know the dependencies and the licenses of your dependencies. So if you produce tools, again, you could just put your crate up on crates.io and have people download it, but you might also want to distribute a binary of your tool. In that case, you're distributing also all of your dependencies, and then all of the clauses for things that are required when you distribute the code take effect, and you have to comply with all those requirements. Maybe you have a web app that you write in Rust, and you want to have people use. You put it up crates.io, or maybe you run it publicly. Well, now you have to comply with any network